Good morning, Sam.
G'day, Darren. How are you going?
Going well. So the Bulls, another win on the weekend. What was it, 41-10 over uni?
Yes, sir, 41-10 over university. So that's nine in a row for the Bulls.
Almost nine in a row that you scored over 30 points too.
Yeah, so we've done very well. I think we're still averaging about 36 points a game, and defensively we've been pretty impressive. We're only letting in, I think, an average of 9.2 points a game or something like that at the moment. So defensively we've just been really impressive, yeah.
Yeah, very good. Right, so it's the last game in the home and away season this weekend.
Yep, top of the table clash. So we're on top, and now we're playing Taroona down in Hobart.
All right, so that's Rugby Park.
It'll be a 3 p.m. kickoff.
Right, and how'd you go last time against Taroona?
Yeah, we played Taroona in Launceston, and we were able to get up on them. I think it was 44-20 or something like that. But Taroona are a very well drilled rugby side, and travel for every club's always hard. So playing them in Hobart's going to be a different story to what we had when we played them in Launceston. So the boys have a test, and from our end we're starting to get that injury cloud sort of creep up on us, and so it's just all that's doing for us is providing some of our young players an opportunity to step up and really sort of show that they're ready for first grade rugby.
Yeah, very good. All right, so you'll finish top of the ladder. So what happens with finals? So, well, you get a home final first up, right?
Correct, yep. So we'll have our first home final on October the 3rd at the Don. So the renovations are looking to be finished by the end of this week, early next week. So, which is really exciting to play a first final at home. And that will more than likely, it'll be against Taroona. So back-to-back weeks against Taroona. And then the way finals work for rugby is on the 10th of October, if we lose on the 3rd, then we get redemption on the 10th of October, but if we win, we go straight through to the grand final.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
To the Don there. So just tell us about your renovations. What exactly have you done?
Well, we had some very outdated showers. So we've made the players' change rooms bigger, and we've added three cubicle showers there in each change rooms. And then we've also updated our toilet block as well, so there's a heap more space. So it's really just kind of brought our club into 2020, I guess, rather than the 1980s, which I think was when the last renovation for the change rooms was done. And we've also got a bigger kitchen as well, so that we can start hosting larger events and companies that want to have Christmas breakups or people that want to have their 50th birthday. We've got full catering facilities there as well. So it was about a bit over $300,000 renovation.
Look forward to having a look at that.
Yeah.
Now, your high school competition, I assume that's finished now, holidays and all?
We've got one more week this Friday.
This Friday, right.
And then hopefully we might be having a bit of a gala day on the 3rd of October, just because we've got the final.
Yeah.
It'd be good to have that whole club atmosphere. And last Sunday in Launceston, we had the Northern Rampage, so some teams from Hobart came to Launceston, and our boys got to have their first hit out of 15-a-side rugby, which was really impressive, and it sort of makes the hard work worth it. And there was over 100, 120 kids from under 12s to under 16s
wow.
playing in Launceston. Yeah, huge, huge day for junior rugby in Tassie, and hopefully last Sunday is a sign of things to come for rugby union. And we are a niche sport, but as we progress and get those opportunities, and parents and kids get to see that rugby's a lot of fun and a good environment to be around.
Yeah, well, if you're from a traditional rugby state like Queensland or New South Wales, it very much depends on what school you go to, whether you play rugby league or rugby union. So it's it's school orientated there. But for want of a better word, but I guess it's true, a new rugby state like Tasmania, you have to be prepared to diversify. You can't sort of say, private schools only play rugby. You've got to just cover the whole lot, haven't you?
Correct, and that's sort of our goal. I mean, there's only two independent schools in Devonport and La Trobe, and Leyland's in Alveston. So our goal is, and especially with our Friday night program, is that high schools start putting in their teams together, and that eventually there's six high schools from Ulverston to Latrobe. Hopefully at some point one day we have all of those schools involved, because they understand that we've got the right people in place to coach and make sure that it's always safe. And I think that's the big thing too, is that we see on TV that rugby's, you know, run straight and crash and bash, and it's not just about that. There's a lot of coaching that goes into it to make sure it's safe and enjoyable for the participants as well.
All right, mate. Good luck this weekend. Thanks for having a yarn.
No worries. Thanks, mate.